USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An economic stimulus package is not dead, even as some Senate Republicans are not happy with the recent proposal. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells CNN that everyone recognizes the importance of getting a deal done.
It's not so much the election per se. I know this is the political season. I get that. It's just getting Americans through a difficult period of time. We've seen a flood, a blockbuster improvement numbers across the board on the economy. But there's really no reason why we can't add to that.
Right.
Some additional assistance in the next 3 months. And I think you can get a deal. I'm not saying it's easy.
President Trump is no longer a risk to transmit the coronavirus, according to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly. Connolly did not say whether or not the president had tested negative for COVID-19. Trump is scheduled to resume campaign activities tomorrow night with a rally in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get two MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Residents of the Gulf Coast say they've become numb to the number of storms, forcing them to scramble. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Residents spent the weekend cleaning up new damage after Hurricane Delta roared into the storm-battered region Friday. Even though Delta made landfall as a Category 2 storm, the area was hit by Laura, a Cat 4 storm, at the end of August. To make matters worse, insurance companies have nailed residents the last couple of years by raising the cost of insurance, making it difficult for them to cover everyday cost of living and keep their property protected. The area depends on fishing tourism. Between COVID restrictions and several storms this season, some are wondering if coastal living is worth it. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A federal appeals court has blocked the state of Wisconsin from accepting mail-in ballots after Election Day, overturning a decision that would have extended the deadline by 6 days. The state is expecting about 2 million people to vote by mail in November, and barring an appeal, they'll have to have their votes in by November 3rd to be counted. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Protests in Wisconsin continue after prosecutors announced earlier this week that charges wouldn't be brought against a police officer in the death of a black teen. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protests ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa wouldn't face charges for shooting and killing Alvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensa, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just, as I've had time to reflect, the culmination of everything 2020, so the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News.
And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he's beaten COVID and he's on the mend. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been released from a New Jersey hospital after testing positive for COVID last week. Christie was admitted to the hospital last week, just hours after releasing the news of his diagnosis. The once Republican presidential candidate, who is 58 years old, is overweight and has asthma, putting him at a more serious risk than those without contributing factors who end up infected with the virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.